Homeward Bound, April 27, Crowns and Robes. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. Revelation 3, verse 5. Every one of us may know that there is a power working with our efforts to overcome. Why will not men and women lay hold upon the help that has been provided, that they may become elevated and ennobled? Why do they degrade themselves by the indulgence of perverted appetite? Why do they not rise in the strength of Jesus and be victorious in His name? The very feeblest prayer that we can offer, Jesus will hear. He pities the weakness of every soul. Help for everyone has been laid upon Him who is mighty to save. I point you to Jesus Christ, the sinner's Savior, who alone can give you power to overcome on every point. Heaven is worth everything to us. We must not run any risk in this matter. We must take no venture here. We must know that our steps are ordered by the Lord. May God help us in the great work of overcoming. He has crowns for those that overcome. He has white robes for the righteous. He has an eternal world of glory for those who seek for glory, honor, and immortality. All who enter the city of God will enter it as conquerors. They will not enter it as condemned criminals, but as sons and daughters of God. And the welcome given to everyone who enters there will be, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Gladly would I speak words that would aid such trembling souls to fasten their grasp by faith upon the mighty Helper, that they might develop a character upon which God will be pleased to look. Heaven may invite them and present its choicest blessings, and they may have every facility to develop a perfect character, but all will be in vain unless they are willing to help themselves. They must put forth their own God-given powers, or they will sink lower and lower and be of no account for good, either in time or in eternity. All who are weakened and even degraded by sinful indulgence may become children of God. It is in their power to be constantly doing good to others and helping them to overcome temptation, and in so doing, they will reap benefit to themselves. They may be bright and shining lights in the world, and at last hear the benediction, "Well done, good and faithful servant," from the lips of the King of Glory. Christian Temperance and Bible Hygiene, pages 148 and 149.